Krishna Book, Canto 12, Rukmini, Chapter 53, Scene 2, Rukmi Pursues Krishna. Some of the princes, as a matter of etiquette, appeared before Shishupala. They saw that he was very much discouraged, like one who has lost his wife. His face appeared to be dried up, and Shishupala had lost all his energy. All the luster of his body had disappeared, and they began to address Shishupal as follows. Dear Shishupal, do not be discouraged in this way, for you belong to the royal order, and you are the chief amongst fighters. There is no question of distress or happiness for a person like you, because neither of these conditions is everlasting. So take courage. Do not be disappointed by this temporary reverse. After all, we are not the final actor. As puppets dance in the hands of a magician, we are all dancing by the will of the Supreme. And according to His grace only, we suffer distress or enjoy happiness, which therefore balance equally in all circumstances. The whole catastrophe of the defeat was due to the envious nature of Rukmini's elder brother Rukmi. Having seen his sister forcibly taken away by Krishna, after Rukmi had planned to marry her with Shishupal, Rukmi was frustrated. And so he and Shishupal, his friend and intended brother-in-law, returned to their respective homes. Very much agitated, Rukmi was determined to personally teach Krishna a lesson. He called for his own soldiers, a military phalanx consisting of several thousand elephants, horses, chariots, and infantry. Equipped with this military strength, Rukmi began to follow Krishna to Dwaraka. In order to show his prestige, Rukmi began to promise before all the returning kings, "You could not help Shishupal marry my sister Rukmini, but I cannot allow her to be taken away by Krishna. I shall therefore teach Krishna a lesson. Now I am going there." Rukmi presented himself as a big commander and vowed before all the princes present, "Unless I kill Krishna in the fight and bring back my sister from his clutches, I shall no more return to my capital city, Kundina. I make this vow before you all, and you will see that I shall fulfill it." After thus vibrating all these boasting words, Rukmi immediately got upon his chariot and told his driver to pursue Krishna. Rukmi said, "I want to fight with Krishna immediately. This cowherder boy has become very proud because of his tricky way of fighting with Kshatriyas. But today I shall teach Krishna a good lesson. Because he has the impudency to kidnap my sister, I, with my sharpened arrows, shall teach Krishna very good lessons indeed." Thus, this unintelligent man, Rukmi, ignorant of the extent of the strength and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, began to voice impudent threats. In great stupidity, Rukmi soon stood before Krishna, telling him repeatedly, "Stop for a minute and fight with me." And after saying this, Rukmi drew his bow and directly shot three forceful arrows against Krishna's body. Then Rukmi condemned Krishna as the most abominable descendant of the Yadu dynasty, and Rukmi then asked Krishna to stand before him for a minute so that he could teach Krishna a good lesson. "Krishna, You are carrying away my sister, just like a crow stealing clarified butter meant for use in a sacrifice. Krishna, you are simply proud of your military strength, but you cannot fight according to regulative principles. You have stolen my sister, so now I shall relieve you of your false prestige. You can keep my sister under your possession only as long as I do not pinion or bind your arms to the ground for good with my arrows. After hearing all these crazy words from Rukmi, Lord Krishna shot an arrow immediately and severed the string of Rukmi's bow, making him unable to use another arrow. But Rukmi immediately took another bow and shot another 5 arrows at Krishna. Being attacked for the second time by Rukmi, Krishna again severed his bowstring. Rukmi took a 3rd bow, and Krishna again cut off its string. This time, in order to teach Rukmi a lesson, Krishna personally shot 6 arrows at Rukmi, and then Krishna shot another 8 arrows. Thus, 4 horses were killed by 4 arrows, the chariot driver was killed by another arrow, and the upper portion of Rukmi's chariot, including his flag, was chopped off with the remaining 3 arrows. Having thus run out of arrows, Rukmi took the assistance of swords, shields, tridents, lances, and similar other weapons used for fighting hand to hand. But Krishna immediately severed them all in the same way. Having been repeatedly baffled in his attempts, Rukmi simply took out his sword and ran very swiftly towards Krishna, just as a fly proceeds towards a fire. As soon as Rukmi reached Krishna, Krishna cut Rukmi's weapon to pieces. This time, Krishna took out his sharp sword and was about to kill Rukmi immediately. But Rukmi's sister, Rukmini, understanding that this time Krishna would not excuse her brother, Rukmini fell down at the lotus feet of Krishna, and in a very grievous tone, trembling with great fear, Rukmini began to plead with her husband, Krishna. Thus ends chapter 53, scene 2. Rukmi pursues Krishna. All glories to Krishna book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Varangeva moksham na mokshavadhing va na chanyang vrinehang vareshada piha. Idang teva purnata gopala balam sadame manasyavi rastam kimanyam. Varang deva mokshang na mokshavadhing va na chanyang vrinehang vareshada piha. Idam teva purnatha gopala balam sadame manasyavi rastam kimanyai.
O Lord, although you are able to give all kinds of benedictions, I do not pray to you for the boon of impersonal liberation, nor the highest liberation of eternal life in Vaikuntha, nor any other boon which may be attained by executing the 9 processes of bhakti. O Lord, I simply wish that this form of yours as Bala Gopal in Vrindavan may ever be manifest in my heart, for what is the use to me of any other boon besides that.